I don't know if you guys have seen that, the dog meme where the dog is in the burning building and he says, this is fine. It's that kind of feeling. Everything around you is burning, but yet you can still sit there and say, it's fine. It's going to work itself out. It's cool. I'm not concerned. I'm chill. I'm mellow. I'm relaxed. It's going to work itself out in the end. I will only perform acts that I can do that are within my control. If it's something that I cannot control, why am I concerned about it? Welcome, guys. Welcome back to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance. Each episode is packed with practical tips and takeaways to help you thrive. If you guys enjoy the show, leave us a rating and a review. It really, really does help to go a long way and helps the algorithm to know, hey, people enjoy this content. We should probably share it with more people. That way, more people can then listen to the content. See how it works? That beautiful cyclical relationship. Perfect, right? Join our email list too, guys, if you're feeling super spicy. That way you can get exclusive access to new episodes, merch drops, upcoming events, and so, so much more exclusive to those email list subscribers. And guys, also, if you want to support the show, I greatly appreciate you. Check us out on Fourth Wall. No, the website's not up yet. It's still being created. But like I said, if you want to know the actual drop date for that, you're going to want to sign up for that email list as well. And you get a discount code if you do so. So that'll be greatly appreciated, guys. All the links to that are going to be down in this episode's description. So check all that out if you need some more information. Now, on to this week's episode. What are we talking about today? Fear and anxiety. I know, big topic. I know, big topic. Let's start at the top, though. We're going to break it down as we do with all the episodes. Start at the top. Let's address some of the causes and effects of fear and anxiety. So fear and anxiety usually is triggered by various factors, right? Traumatic experiences, uncertainty about the future, excess worry, and sometimes even some biological predispositions, like you may be more prone to become fearful and or anxious. These emotions usually manifest themselves in some sort of physical symptom, some sort of sleep disturbance, or maybe some kind of impaired daily function of some sort. However, it's important to realize that fear and anxiety are normal human experiences and normal human emotions. We were given these emotions of fear and anxiety to protect us from danger. Think way, way back. Maybe not that far back. Think about last time you went to the zoo, right? And you saw that lion behind the cage. You felt safe. You didn't really feel that fearful because you understand the lion's not going to come out the cage. Now, let the lion come out of its enclosure. You might be a little bit more dispositioned to be a little bit more fearful because you know you can't take a lion by yourself. And that's why we're given fear, because it allows us to foresee perceived danger to us and to our well-being. That's why we have it. Okay, and the anxiety comes in, especially with those excessive thoughts. A lot of times when we have those, that's the brain trying to let us know, hey, there's a possibility of this happening. This is probably going to cause a uncomfortable situation that we don't want to be in. Because remember, the brain, its goal is to keep you safe, to keep you alive. It's not there for your benefit, it's there to keep you alive. So your brain perceives whatever the situation is as something that can be potentially deadly and or harmful, air quotes, to you. So that's why you get that fear. That's why you get the anxiety. That's why you don't want to then go ahead and proceed. However, it's important to know that in these moments, we can find some solace. We can find some guidance in, drumroll please, the Bible. Okay, let's be honest. We're still in the faith series. Come on, guys, we're in the faith series. We have one more episode after this one in the faith series, and then we'll move on to the next series, okay? So bear with me if you don't like this faith series. We're almost done. But if you did like the faith series, we got plenty of episodes in the episodes archive. Go on back, listen to some more. Anyway, I digress. So we can find solace and guidance in the Bible. One well-known verse is actually found in 2 Timothy 1:7, and it states, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Ooh, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be fearful. That doesn't mean we can't be fearful. That's not what it means. This verse reminds us that God has given us the ability to overcome the fear and the anxiety through his power and through his love. That does, again, this verse, 2 Timothy 1:7, does not mean don't be fearful. because even in the Bible, when an angel came down from heaven, what's one of the first things that an angel said to any person? Usually when the angel came down from heaven, first thing they said, fear not, which means we have fear in us. However, we should not let it guide us. See the difference? So how can we overcome this fear and this anxiety on a practical level, right? First and foremost, let's be honest, if you cultivate a deep and personal relationship with God, that's already the first step. That's going to help you out a whole lot, because then you'll have a lot more of an understanding and a lot more of a faith in verses like 2 Timothy 1:7, right? Prayer and reading the Bible, that's also very important. If you don't know how important that is, guy, we just filmed an episode with Blake Barbera. That's episode 117, guys. Fantastic episode. You guys should definitely go give that one a listen. We talked about a whole bunch of great information there, but check that out after this episode, please. That'll be greatly appreciated. But prayer and reading the Bible, super crucial, as it provides comfort and guidance during our challenging times. Specifically, another verse for you guys, Psalms 34:4. It assures us that when we seek the Lord, he delivers us from all of our fears. So what does it say? I wrote it down here so we can read it verbatim. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Okay, I'm gonna let that one sit and marinate. There's another good one here in Philippians 4:6-7. Again, wrote it down. Do not worry about anything. We could just stop it right there, guys. We don't need to worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. See, okay, I'm gonna stop right there for a split second. So people who know me in real life, right? People who know me, or if you ever met me, you know I'm a pretty chill, pretty mellow, essentially a pretty stoic individual, right? And people, whenever people around me say, oh, I'm just worried, I'm just concerned, I'm not. I'm genuinely not worried or concerned, because deep down I understand everything's going to work itself out. Why? Because of this verse right here. These verses right here, Psalms 34:4. I prayed to the Lord. He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Let's finish the verses. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So, what does that mean? It means if you just put your faith and trust in God, you will experience his peace, which exceeds anything we can understand, which is why you will see a lot of times if you have that peace, you'll notice everything could, I don't know if you guys have seen that, the dog meme where the dog is in the burning building and he says, this is fine. It's that kind of feeling. Everything around you is burning, but yet you can still sit there and say, it's fine. It's going to work itself out. It's cool. I'm not concerned. I'm chill. I'm mellow. I'm relaxed. It's going to work itself out in the end. I'm not going to die from this. That's how you can get that peace. You just put your faith and trust in him that, hey, it's going to work itself out. Does that mean I'm not concerned about the outcome? No. Does that mean that I'm just going to just laissez-faire, man, hands off, just like, eh, let Jesus take the wheel. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. No, that's not what that means either. But that means I will assess the situation. I will take the best course of action I believe that it is to take in that time and let everything else work itself out. Essentially, I will control, or I will do what I can control. Let me say that again. I will only perform acts that I can do that are within my control. If it's something that I cannot control, why am I concerned about it? I just need to be like a pirate on a pirate ship going into a storm. Hold on to that wheel and just keep steering where I know we gotta go. I can't control the waves, but I can control how I react to them. I can control how I respond to the waves. I can foresee a wave coming. I know I can't dodge it. I see it coming. But what I can do is brace for impact. See how this works? So, in addition to our spiritual practices, right? Because I don't want to leave you guys with just some spiritual, you know, spiritual stuff like that. I also want to bring it to a practical level as well. So let me give you all some practical advice. Instead of just leaving it at the scriptures, even though we have these wonderful references, let me give you some things that you can walk away with and start doing today, tonight, whenever you listen to this episode. Step number one, practice some self-care. This includes taking care of your physical, your emotional, and your spiritual well-being. It is crucial to make sure that those are in some form, some way, shape, or form of maintained. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you need to make sure those are at least decently in check to the point where you're not going like psycho insane, okay? This includes doing things as simple as exercising, eating nutritious food, getting enough sleep. We've talked about sleep a lot on this show in the past. So getting enough sleep, and additionally, accountability. Yes, you knew it was coming. We talked about it in this episode. We talked about it in the last episode. We've talked about it in the single digits of episodes. Go back to almost any episode. I guarantee you we're going to probably be talking about something that can relate to accountability, because it's just that crucial, guys. Accountability, support from friends, families, counselors, coaches, mentors, whatever. I don't care. Get an accountability partner. I don't care if you have to get something on your phone. Get an app that can be an accountability partner for you. Find someone online. Find an online group of accountability partners based on a common connection of maybe an influencer that you follow or something like that. I really don't care how you do it, but you got to do it, guys. I'm telling you, you got to do it. If you get an accountability partner of some way, shape, or form, I guarantee you that is like one of the fastest ways to be able to help you reach your goals. If you have somebody keeping tabs on you, you gonna do it. It is what it is. Second thing is to challenge negative thought patterns and replace them with positive affirmations. Okay. So, we can renew our minds with scriptures such as Romans 12 and 2, right? I had to throw one more scripture at y'all before we end this episode off, okay? Romans 12 and 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So how in the world does that lead to positive affirmations? The renewal of your mind. Renewal on your mind. Right there. It says right there. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Renew your mind. You need to have better thoughts, preferably spiritual thoughts. But at least to start with some positive thoughts, positive affirmations. Tell yourself you love yourself in the mirror. Do something to get yourself in that transformed, renewed state of mind. That also plays back into number one of practicing some kind of self-care. You do that, guys, let me tell you something. Going on this personal development journey, it's been both mental and physical and spiritual and emotional and every other kind of all you can think of, right? But I can tell you, as one of the most tactile things that I can think of right now, is one way I practice self-care is by going to the gym, you know, getting stronger, lifting more weights, and then also revamping my entire closet from that of a whole bunch of graphic tees and things of that nature to minimal graphic tees, but a lot more, you know, distinguished kind of clothing. And let me tell you one thing. When you start wearing those nice clothes that fit you really nice, that's a way of doing self-care. And you feel so good about yourself. You walk out the house feeling confident, like a million bajillion bucks. You walk out the house feeling like, especially if you got the nice fit, you got the nice jewelry to match, and then you got cologne on too. Man, come on, man. Let me tell you, you're going to feel good. Okay? You're going to feel good as part of the self-care. So again, take care of yourself, work out, release those endorphins, make yourself feel good. Replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Those are the two practical steps I'm going to give you, because I need you all to just pick one and work on it for this week. Until next week's episode, I want you to pick one, work on it. That's your homework. Pick one. Either practice some self-care, doing stuff like going to the gym, maybe some meditation, maybe some journaling, whatever you want to do, or start giving yourself some positive affirmations and really mean it. That's the important thing. You got to really mean it. You can't just, I guess, oh, I think I'm a good... No. Ain't no thinking around here. You know. You absolutely know. So, as we conclude the episode, guys, I want to remind you of a couple things here. Fear and anxiety, they're common struggles. Everybody goes through it. Yes, even me. Okay, so I'm not high and mighty acting like I don't go through it. Okay, they are very common struggles. Everybody goes through them. However, comma, they do not have to define us. Everybody has it, but it does not have to define everybody. By turning to God, practicing self-care, implementing practical steps, the two that we said at the end, again, self-care, positive affirmations. Okay, pick one. I'm so serious, guys. Pick one. That's your homework. That's your fluff-free guarantee. Pick one of those. Work on it for a week. Okay? Seriously, if you do that, I'm telling you, you're going to start yourself off on a great trajectory towards a great positive change. So if you implement those practical steps, you start practicing that self-care, you start working on those positive affirmations, you can find peace in the midst of all life's stress and all of life's uncertainty. And that's where we're going to leave this week's episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you got something valuable out of this episode. Again, for the last time in this episode, pick one of those two actionable items, take some action on it, get back to me next week. We'll see how your life is. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a rating and a review, as it really does help a lot and it really does mean the world to us. Join our email list for exclusive access to new episodes, merch drops, upcoming events, and so, so much more. And guys, if you want to support the show, sign up for that Fourth Wall waitlist. There are memberships also on the website. We're currently working through those. Just to give you all a sneak peek. However, if you want to know when everything's going to start going live, guys, you're going to want to be on that email list. I've been hyping this up for a while now, but I'm telling you guys, it's going to be worth the wait. We're putting a lot of work in on the back end to make sure this thing looks good. So guys, sign up for that wait list so you know when the website gets dropped. Find all the links in this episode's description, guys. Take care, and I'll see you all next time.